Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Pull that mic in front of your goddamn face.
Nope, I'm not using my microphone today. Come on. I'm not going to use my mic. I'm going to sit away from the mic.
Are we even recording yet?
Yep.
So you're wasting everyone's time. Luke has to get the ads done before he leaves today.
I'm not using the mic today. I want to sit right here, just like this. You can try as much as you want, Ryan. I'm not using it. Ow, dude, you're gonna spill my drink.
Hold on. There we go. There you are. See, now they can hear you better. People want to hear your voice. People, come on, dude.
Okay,
people
want
to hear
what
you have to say. It's just as much your podcast as mine.
I caved. I'm using the mic now.
Sorry, guys. I thought I'd pull a little prank to start everything off.
We know you got a lot to say, Matt, so... First off, do you have any announcements?
No.
Please pay attention for the morning announcements.
Please pay attention to the following announcements. That's what the woman at my high school sounded like. Go beep. Please listen to the afternoon announcements. Just in that same perfect voice. I'm actually going to visit my high school soon, and I wonder if she's still running the desk.
Why are you visiting your high school? Who are you talking to?
Just hanging out with some high school friends. Friends in high school.
Yeah.
No, I, after Creator Clash, my old art teacher, she said if you're around the area, which I will be, she asked me if I'd like to give a little talk about career choices to the art students.
Did you also talk to them about potentially getting Justin his GED?
I'm gonna see if, but usually they don't just hand those out. You have to study for it. You have to take the test, you know.
I mean, he's a good test taker. I mean, he got the highest score. We wrote a book a while ago, Super Mega Saves the Troops. It was a bestseller in our eyes. And we had a test. We got a written test, multiple choice, as well as essay questions. And Justin performed the best, which meant that he knew our book the most. And he had only read it the night before.
Morning of. So, to be fair, that might not mean he knew it the best. That meant the information was fresh and he regurgitated it. It's like cramming for a test. You don't actually learn the subject or remember it.
I crammed a lot, but it still didn't really work that much. It, like, sparingly worked.
Yeah.
Like, it worked for, like, a few questions, but not to help me out on the test in general.
Well, the problem is you just memorize things, and if it's a subject with where it's more concept based than just like events,
yeah.
You know, because like I could cram for tests where the answers were like, when did this historical thing happen? But if it was like a government or econ test where it's more about like the concept of something, I'd be like, I'd get pretty piss poor grades.
I got a
sometimes.
Question for you, buddy.
Yeah, lay it on me.
Did you just open that Red Bull up?
Just opened it.
I might have to go.
Is it making you want one?
Yeah, I might
sugar-free
have to go.
Red
I might
Bull?
Have to go. I might have to slip into something a little more comfortable and grab myself a Red Bull.
Hey, man, do what you gotta do.
Could you give people your opinions on everything going down in Ohio right now?
What's going down in with the train derailment?
Yeah, all that.
Just Ohio in general?
Yeah.
Sure.
And the train stuff.
Okay. Let me get my hair real stupid. I look like Leonardo DiCaprio's character from that really shitty movie where he or the comet's coming towards Earth. Anyway, this is my new hairstyle. So Ohio, I'll look at this camera now. Ohio, a lot of things are happening in Ohio nowadays. There was a train that derailed with lots of vinyl chloride that spilled out into the environment. And people are making a little bit of a stink about it. They're getting up in arms. They're getting angry. What can you do? You know, it's just some chemicals. You know, just give it 20, 30 years, and it will have dispersed into the water and the ground enough where, you know, it's just part, you know, it's not that big of a deal anymore. Let just let it, you know, people are upset that it's contaminating the Ohio River, but I mean, water flows. It's just taking it away. So people in the town with the train derailed, I don't know why you're so mad, because the water is going elsewhere with the chemicals. The people downstream, you know, that's not your problem. So I think we need to give the rail companies a little more slack. Sure, they did gut all the regulations that caused this. But how is the CEO how are the CEOs supposed to make money? You know, if there's regulations in place, come on. Regulations are it's like getting put in timeout by your old man, you know? It's no good. I think the trains should be able to go as fast as they want around any curve. I don't think there should be any kind of regulation saying, around this specific curve, you have to lower the locomotive speed to, you know, 30 miles per hour. I think if a train wants to go 90 around that curve, that's its right to do so. Conductors want to have some fun, get there faster, go for it. Sure, it might derail every now and then, but, you know, shit happens. And that's my take on Ohio.
Ooh, I forgot my Red Bull.
Yeah, you forgot your Red Bull, buddy. Well, he forgot his Red Bull, so I guess I could talk a little more about Ohio. It is truly a tragedy. The environmental disaster taking place in Ohio. And I know I was just busting your balls, Ohio, but it is very tragic, and my heart goes out to you. Welcome back, buddy. Slip into something a little more comfy?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't look too comfy in that stuff you were wearing earlier, so.
No, I'm a lot more comfortable in this now. I feel like I can actually have a conversation and not be distracted.
Finally.
By how uncomfortable I was.
It looks scratchy.
It's not. Feel it.
No, not that. What you were wearing earlier looked scratchy.
It was.
Mm. I updated every one of my thoughts on Ohio.
Yeah.
I was saying it's kind of bullshit how, you know, the government thinks that it has the right to put regulations.
AIDS. Never mind.
Well, they Go do on. Have the right for the AIDS thing, but to put bullshit regulations where it's like, around this curve, a train can only go 30 miles per hour. I think they should be allowed to go however fast they want to go around the curve.
A train.
Okay.
Isn't there a slight possible chance of derailment?
I mean,
would be the first question that any probably safety officer, it's the first question that certainly comes to my mind.
Ryan, there's a possible chance you could get struck by an asteroid when you're laying in bed tonight.
Yeah, but there's nothing I can do that specifically makes those chances higher.
Yes, there is.
That intentionally makes it, like what?
I think that
intentionally makes the chances higher.
You could remove your roof.
I mean, it's going to crash through the roof and kill me. The roof isn't going to save me.
I don't
me.
Know, dude. I'm not a physicist. Could just hit the roof and bounce off. There is only one recorded time in history where someone actually got struck by a meteor.
They exploded and died?
No, she lived.
How?
How
did it not blow her brain completely through her skull?
I think she was on the toilet and it just went...
Oh, my God.
There's a picture of her.
That's just like one of those, like,
look at
my
this.
Luck type of days. You're taking a shit. You're old. Like, you said it was an old lady. You make it to you're an elderly person, and you get fucking taken out by an asteroid.
She lived.
Jesus she lived Christ.
It fucked up her, like, side, but she was fine. I imagine that.
I mean, that's a pretty cool thing to have under your belt, though, right? Being the only person known to mankind that's actually been struck by a meteorite. And survived? That's a cool scar. Be like, you want to know how I got this scar? From space. Probably hurts like hell, though.
Still to this day.
I would think that I pissed God off, because the chances of that happening are probably like one in trillions.
You think insurance covers that for the house?
Asteroids?
Or for
meteors?
Health insurance?
Probably not.
Prove it. An asteroid fell through your roof.
Oh, she saved the... Wow. Yeah, she's laying in bed, and she's got a big old bruise, and she's going, ouch, ow. Crashed through the roof of a farmhouse in Alabama, bounced off a large wooden console radio, and hit Ann Hodges while she was napping on her couch. That must be so confusing, being woken up by that, because you're not going to think it was an asteroid.
No, I probably think it was like a gun.
Sorry, I know that the space heads out there are going to get mad.
Meteor.
Meteorite.
Meteorite. Well, meteorite. Meteorite smaller than a meteor? Is meteor a meteorite?
I believe a meteor is when it's in space, and when it comes into the atmosphere, it becomes a meteorite, if I'm not mistaken. I might be mistaken. And an asteroid is... You know, I feel like I should know
this. If
I
took a rock up into space, would it become a meteor? If I throw a rock in the air, is it a meteorite?
Doesn't come from space, but technically it does come from space.
It's just a rock in the air. Does a meteorite have to come from space into... I want to know. I want to be a little bit smarter. It's already hard to be as smart as you and I are as YouTubers, but... sorry, podcasters. We gotta start using that a little more.
Podcasters?
We keep saying we're YouTubers. We're above YouTuber now. We're podcasters.
We
do YouTube.
Associate ourselves with the filth of YouTuber.
We mull about YouTube. I mean, this podcast goes on YouTube, but I mean, yeah, I'm gonna show up places, probably family gatherings first, to test out the waters of it and announce that I am a podcaster, and I would like them to never refer to me as a YouTuber or video content creator, which is even more, I would say, detrimental to my personal view on myself.
I'll take it one step further than podcaster. Comedian.
Okay, podcast comedian? Or a comedian that has a podcast?
Comedian that has a podcast.
Oh, like Bert Kreischer.
Dudes,
or Brendan Schaub.
Dudes loved having a podcast and then calling themselves a comedian. It's also crazy that we still use the term podcast. It really just stuck because the whole point was the word broadcast, replacing it for iPod, podcast. And it's still just, that's what stuck. An asteroid is a rocky body smaller than a planet that orbits the sun. Now, a meteor is a streak of light seen when a meteoroid heats up in the atmosphere. And a meteoroid is a rocky or metallic fragment of an asteroid, comet, or planet. And a meteorite is a meteor fragment that reaches the ground. So a rock, if you throw it up in the air, would not become a meteorite because it was not a meteor to begin with.
How do I make it become a meteor?
You'd have to get it...
Take it to space?
You'd have to get it in orbit. And then...
Okay, how about this? Imagine if I was Superman. I take a rock, I fly it to space, I'm still holding it, I fly it back from space, probably throw it to the ground, and then pick it up and throw it up in the air. Is it a meteorite then?
I don't see why not. I mean, it technically checked all the boxes, right?
Yep.
And who's going to tell you you're wrong?
So do I
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Actually, I mean, do I get like a Nobel Peace Prize for figuring this out? I bet your scientists never really thought to ask that question. So I think it's at least worthy of like an award or something.
We should see if we can get Neil deGrasse Tyson on this podcast.
No award then?
He could tell you if you could get one, probably.
I think he's just mansplained things to me.
I would love to get him on this podcast and you and I prepare the stupidest questions beforehand.
Well, he's been on Joe Rogan.
Well, those are nothing but good questions. Smart, intellectual discussion.
Yes.
I'd love to ask him just like about like the precipitation cycle. Just stuff that like you learn in like second grade. And we act like this is like mind blowing to us. And he just has to explain the most juvenile, asinine concepts.
So the nucleus is at the center of the, so wait, where is that again, Neil? Do you think he'd actually go on a long tirade explaining things to us?
Yeah.
I like him talking and saying things about space. I don't like his attitude very much.
He's got a tude.
His attitude needs a little work.
He's condescending.
In my humble
shit.
Opinion. Neil deGrasse Tyson, fucking tighten your belt. buckle up your boots, you know, because you're acting like a real jackass lately. Well, you know, not lately, you for the past few years.
He just kind of, I feel like he takes the wonder and excitement of things like space and science and then just kills it a lot. Like things he says on Twitter. The stuff he says on Twitter, I'm like, why, Neil? Like, why? What's even the point in saying this?
Do we have an example?
Yes.
Matt, find us an example. We gotta call this rotten phony out for being such an asshole.
Fail blog. This is from cheeseburger.com. 10 okay. Infuriating times Neil deGrasse Tyson went full condescending mode on Twitter.
Listen to this, Neil.
The world isn't big enough to contain Neil deGrasse Tyson's ego. That much my tiny brain can comprehend. Let's see.
He's just looking. He has probably scrolled through the article part before getting to the list. Unless it's the whole article is a list. So you have to scroll through the whole thing.
Okay, they're using time. Some just shitty examples where it seems like he's just making a joke that's not landing.
Well, maybe that's all it's been.
Well, I don't.
Is that he's just awkward socially. Sure, he has a booming voice and he comes off as charismatic because he's excited about what he's talking about. I mean,
see, it's tweets like the leap day is not misnamed. The leap day is misnamed. We're not leaping anywhere. The calendar is simply and abruptly catching up with Earth's orbit. I don't think that's very condescending. I think it's more of,
yeah, it's like a fun little fact. Like you would, like a middle schooler would be like, ooh.
Okay, now he crossed a line.
What?
Sometimes I wonder if we'd have flying cars by now, had civilization spent a little less brain energy contemplating football. Now he's crossed a line.
I mean, real talk? I don't know. Football does do good for the economy, maybe. Probably not. Do they do? I'm sure they give to charity. The NFL has to give to some sort of charity. Probably one of those charities.
Super mega. They donate a lot to us.
Where they donate water or something. If they don't, they could hit me up. They could give to me is what I'm saying. Is that what, like, instead of giving to, like, a charity, they could, I mean, technically it would still be charity. I'm still in need of no one's ever not in need of money. I think the question then depends on, like, are you, like, what is a need? Is a need meaning to be necessary, or is need more like, can you want something you need? Can you need something you want? It's very semantic, so.
Yeah.
Did you figure out your little conundrum there, buddy?
I just don't want to talk about Neil anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you see something?
No, I just don't want to get into it.
All right. You want to talk about Bill?
Bill.
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 Bill
Nye the Science Guy.
I love that video where it's just the loop of them chanting Bill and your brain makes the word change into other words the more you watch it.
Yeah.
Like mayo, pale. All sorts of great stuff. It's really interesting how the your brain works that way. It's really quite fascinating. Bill is Bill Nye. He's an atheist, okay? And
what?
Yeah. So is Neil deGrasse Tyson. That was the fact that I just stumbled upon, which is why I wanted to stop talking about him. I don't want to give an atheist any ounce of platform here.
Like that Richard Dawkins fella, huh? Yep.
More like Richard Sucks Cockins.
Yep. We need more of that Dinesh D'Souza guy.
We need big Dinesh D'Souza energy. Big D energy.
He got arrested, right?
He did for fraud.
Is he still Trump arrested? Pardoned or did he? Oh, he was pardoned. Oh, wow. I forgot. We
Which
talked
means
about
he's
that.
Innocent.
It's not what that means. It just means
you actually have to accept guilt to be pardoned, so.
Yeah.
Being pardoned does not mean you're innocent. It just means that you're shit is commuted. It's,
Unless you're one of the people that was pardoned due to one of those organizations that help gets convicted people who are wrongly convicted out of prison, then I guess like getting a presidential pardon.
Yes.
I mean, you are still, I guess, do you still technically have to be like, I did it?
I actually don't know with things like that, but I know that, I don't know how it works because I thought to be pardoned, you have to.
We call Joe.
There might be a difference between
Joe on the phone. He could answer it.
Commuting sentences and pardoning might be a little different.
He's president of the United States.
We could get Joe on the phone. What do you say? Go to ad break.
I don't know. Last time Yeah, we'll go to ad break and we'll talk about it. Just because, like, I just felt awkward at the, like, luncheon that he invited us to.
Yeah, I did too.
It felt more like an extension of, like, he had to do it more than he wanted to. We'll talk about the nitty gritty. But, yep, yeah, get some ads.
Get some ads, baby.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the ads. It is another wonderful part of our super mega cast, super mega podcast.
Yes,
in
sir.
Your head, do you like Super Mega Cast? When you want to be taken seriously, do you revert to saying the Super Mega Podcast?
Oh, are you talking about the semantics here of the name of the podcast? Mm-hmm. You know, I used to really hate Super Mega Cast because I thought that it sounded lame, cringe. But kind of now, I guess, you know, 7-8 years on, I don't mind it. It's the name of what it is. You know, we are Super Mega. Put cast behind it because it's our podcast, Super Mega Cast.
Give a review, listeners, of the name. I want to know. I'll see it in the YouTube comments probably. This is a question I'm directly asking our viewers and listeners.
We could always just officially update it to the Super Mega Podcast.
I just want to know what, like, when they see Super Mega Cast, is it just like, is it like the username I gave myself on social media accounts where it's kind of like Eli Rami? It's like, that's just a username? Or is it like,
is it
a podcast? That's a show. That's a podcast. I think of it as a show.
Are we holding ourselves back by having a cringe podcast name that might look like, because we did come up with it when we were young YouTubers.
Yes.
You know?
When I was 21.
And I was 20.
Yeah.
So now I'm 27 and you're 28.
Mm-hmm.
So does the name still stand?
I don't know. We'll have to change it, but we'll still keep the numbers.
Okay. I mean, Funny Brothers Podcast.
Funny Brothers episode 400? Where the other
someone that stopped watching episodes for like a year comes back and they're like, what the fuck?
What happened to Super Mega?
I think the Funny Brothers Podcast is a lot more versatile than Super Mega Cast. You know, it gets the point across a lot more. It's not cringe.
Imagine a sign that says, the Funny Brothers. The in white, Funny Pink, Brothers Blue, and then Podcast in white.
Okay.
So white, and then we keep those colors.
Okay, I see what you're getting at here. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. If you had to actually change the name of our podcast, I've had a couple name ideas in the past. I always thought Bargain Bin was a fun name for a podcast.
Besieging a Nation is a good name, I think, for a podcast that might fit maybe us a little more in terms of the kind of talks I want to have more on the podcast. I just think it's a cool name.
I also think The Great Awakening is a good name for a podcast.
Yes.
You know? Maybe something like conservative underground media.
Just call it The Whites.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Whites.
The White Brothers.
Hey guys, welcome back to The White, and we always wear white. We should just change it. Yeah, look at you, man.
Well, the listeners can't, but the viewers can.
Welcome back to White Boys Podcast. It's one word. white and then the Z, a Z instead of an S.
If y'all want to see how good I look, then you can view it on YouTube.
Yeah, if you guys are listening to audio, unfortunately, you are missing out on Ryan's drip, his wardrobe today. You could be on the red carpet with that shit. Yeah, you don't want to give the feet away for free.
No. Maybe, what do you think? Open hand, closed hand?
Let me see. Do open. Open. Open's more definitely like more chill. Yeah, like that. You know, that's a good thumbnail shot. Look at your camera right there.
Oh, look.
Yeah. And maybe faded in the background, I can be going. Hold on, let me just.
Yeah, he's making a thumbnail face. There it is. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Can you make your eyes pop out of your head?
Absolutely.
Right now?
What'd you do if I...
I'd scream.
I would too.
Yell for someone's help.
Remember that that freak in Guinness Book of World Records, Ripley's Believe It or Not, that could just pop his eyes out?
Sorry for rudely belching.
It's okay.
While you were talking.
It's okay.
I just had to get the gas out some way.
Got
to
get the gas out somehow. You know, not.
What were you talking about? Sorry.
Remember that freak in Ripley's Believe It or Not that could pop his.
I can't. That freaks me out too much. I don't like that look. I don't like him. I don't know him. I mean, like, I don't vibe with making your eyes pop out of your head. I mean, it's funny for like a goof, but it looks weird and scares me. And it's different. And I think that's what scares me the most.
Yeah. Things that are different do scare me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Because we were talking about Super Mega Cast, I thought I'd go back to a random old episode. Episode 23.
What's going on in that episode?
Let's see what we're talking about.
It was released in 2016.
This is October 20th, 2016.
October 20th.
Let's see how the times have changed.
Welcome back to the Super Mega Cast. I am Ryan McGee.
And I am Matt Watson.
And today, Matt printed out some fucking questions. He went, I have a clever little idea for a podcast. I'm going to print out some questions, cross out the ones we don't
I didn't make
feel
you
like
sound nasally.
Yeah, okay, you're giving me a voice there.
Well, I'm not making you sound, I'm not doing this for your voice.
I know, I'm already doing that for myself.
But
I
like, I did give you a more, hey, look, I'm Matt. Hey, I'm Matt.
You made me a little light in the loafers. Do you think I hear it, and it might just be me because everyone is, you know, a little self-conscious about their voice, but I feel like my voice used to be a little more, I feel like it's gotten more like, not as...
grating. No, sorry, what were you going to say?
Okay. I was just going to say, I think I sounded a little more... just young. I feel like my voice is, my speaking patterns and my voice have chilled out a little. I feel like we had a little more energy back then because we were in like entertain mode because we were like new in the YouTube scene and it's like, hey guys, like back in that type of era.
You're projecting in a different way. It's like, hey everyone, so today we're going to be talking about, and then you don't really settle into this as much.
And now, you know, we've gone through our 20s, early and mid 20s.
We're not out of them yet, baby. We're still holding on for dear life.
We've popped off. We've smoked a little pot, you know.
Well, speaking of popping.
And now we're chill as F.
I'm leaving you again.
All right, I'll listen
to...
I'm
not changing because I love this outfit.
Okay, I'll listen to what we were talking about.
Habits. I blame Cecile. I think that, dude, pulled pork sandwich from South Carolina, you know, with the mustard sauce.
Oh, my God,
yeah,
yes.
That takes the cake for me.
Mustard-based barbecue is the best.
There's no
barbecue.
Okay.
North Carolina...
I feel like I had a little more zest... In my vocal patterns, if you get what I'm saying. I think I almost sounded a little fruity, if I'm being honest. And now, you know, after much exposure to pussy, because at the time, you know, I had never seen a pussy or a breast in my life. But then after becoming inundated with YouTube fame, there was pussy left and right. There were breasts. I couldn't even count them all. There were so many. And now, you know, you could tell that my voice is a lot straighter. I think my voice sounded a little fruitier back then, Ryan.
Fruitier?
Yeah. But I was saying now that I've been exposed to the world of pussy, you know, did you bring poppers in here? Damn, dude. You brought those in with like
Yeah, I did. It's time to pop off, baby. Taking off the cap. Ooh. I should probably put it on and shake it a little, huh?
I think you should.
Hold on. So here's some ASMR. Oh, here we go. 28-year-old man doing poppers ASMR. Okay?
Yeah. That was perfect, dude. That was literally perfect. Like that.
Just cut that as a clip.
That right there as a clip is perfect. And it was ASMR. I do watch a lot of ASMR videos, and I can tell you nailed it.
Thank you.
You did the exact type of just the...
No, wait, sorry. Here's another ASMR for you. 27-year-old man does poppers on podcast.
See, yours was a no-speaking one. Mine will be speaking.
Okay.
Because, you know, ASMR videos are usually sorted into speaking or no speaking.
So. This will be, but are you going to speak softly or are you just going to be? Yeah. It's just, okay.
Well, should I speak softly or whisper? Those are also two separate categories.
You know, whispering is. And then speaking softly is more like this.
I like speaking softly.
Okay.
I like having that little bit of bass going on.
Hey, guys. It's Matt. Today I'm going to be doing some poppers. Really excited to try these. So let's get into it. Shake them up real good, you know. Yeah. Let's go ahead and just get right into it.
Yeah. That was a good one.
That's good. That's good. All right, guys, make sure you subscribe. Thanks.
I'm out of the bowl. Damn, dude, you chugged that bowl.
I needed the energy.
But I'm popping off now. I'm popping off.
How's it feel?
Ryan, I'm dying.
No. You just took a...
Ryan, I think I'm dying.
You just took a popper. It just feels a little warm.
Am I dead?
Right? No, does it feel a little bit warm, right? In your ears and your
head? Am I dead?
You're not dead. You're still on the Super Mega Cast with your friend Ryan McGee. Look at... Come on. Look at him. Look at your friend. Wave to him. Wave. Wave to him. I don't know what you're doing. Yeah, see, we're friends. Yep.
I saw demons.
Matt hasn't popped off. Well, you popped off recently. What's going on? Maybe you're popping off a little too much.
No, that's the first time I popped off since the day we recorded Cool Dog Podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my head is pounding. Really, it's what I love about poppers is it's the feeling of standing up too quickly, putting a bottle. What's not to love? You know? Makes your head really go boom, boom, boom. I like it. There's a man knocking on a door on inside my head. And I'm not making sense. I popped off too hard.
No, you're fine. I was personally thinking about how I didn't like the Italian place that we ordered from.
Oh, I haven't even eaten mine yet. I got a Reuben.
Well, it's probably my fault. I got spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, man, that place didn't look too good. It kind of looked like a cheap Italian place.
It looks like a prep kitchen Italian type shit.
Disrespectful to actual Italians, you know?
I've been to a really good Italian restaurant, too.
Me, too.
They have a really, really fucking good one. Fazoli's in South Carolina. Fucking.
Oh, unbelievable.
Pristine.
And if you want a good one out in Los Angeles, Buca di Beppo. Doesn't get Buca much better Beppo? Than that. Buca di Beppo.
Mm. Is it the same vibe as Fazoli's?
That's even better.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I never thought there could be a place better than Fazoli's.
And it, you know, you can get really good starchy spaghetti. And what's even better is to wash it down. You can get like a blue cocktail.
Mm.
The best part about the blue cocktail is how much sugar and how little alcohol is in it. It's really good.
To go with your spaghetti?
Uh-huh.
That sounds delicious.
It's really good. And the best part is, the courses are only like $36 each.
Oh, it just gets better.
Yeah.
Only $36
Only $36 for some spaghetti. Now, they are large
portions.
Was
it watery spaghetti at least?
No, it was very starchy.
Mm.
You know, like they kind of taken the spaghetti and rolled it in flour and then thrown it back on the plate.
I will say,
when it comes to spaghetti, I prefer like baked spaghetti, or I prefer the spaghetti doused in Parmesan cheese because I do like it more dry.
I like it. Oh.
I don't like it wet. I don't like wet, soppy, dripping spaghetti.
I like a lot of sauce, but I don't want watery sauce. And
I
the
like
best
meat sauce.
Oh yeah. Oh, that meat sauce. Yeah, the best spaghetti I've had in Los Angeles is Little Dom's.
Not the Spaghetti Factory. The old Spaghetti Factory.
Close second. But Little Dom's is first for me. It's John Hamm's favorite restaurant.
John Hamm?
Yeah, it's really fucking good. If you're ever in LA, the madman himself. And also in that Disney movie about him as a soccer coach. Isn't there a Disney movie where he like goes to Africa or he's a soccer coach and he's helping like kids play soccer or something? There's a Disney movie with John Hamm.
What?
I'm not imagining this. I'm telling
a
you.
A Disney movie with John Hamm where he goes to Africa and teaches kids how to play soccer? That's the premise of this movie? Is that what you're saying?
Million Dollar Arm. Okay, I got the country wrong.
Is it close?
In a last-ditch effort to save his career, sports agent J.B. Bernstein, played by John Hamm, plans to find baseball's next star pitcher. He heads to India to find a cricket player whom he can nurture into a major league star. So okay, he goes to India for cricket.
So not as
for
goofy
baseball.
As an idea as him going to Africa to teach a little league like soccer team or whatever the fuck they call
that. Yeah, I guess he's doing baseball.
Cricket.
Well, he wants to turn the cricket star into a baseball star.
He's trying to take him... The Indian kid out of his culture and
take the sport that he knows and whitewash it into baseball.
Okay. That's kind of ridiculous.
It's upsetting to me. And actually, you know what? Now that I know that, I don't think I'll be eating a Little Dom's anymore. Knowing that they served John Hamm.
They served John Hamm. Racist.
It is a really good Italian restaurant, though. I ordered from it recently because I was watching The Sopranos. But I won't bore you with the details, Ryan.
Well, I haven't seen The Sopranos, and I don't want it spoiled for me.
I won't
me
bore you
time.
With the spoilers.
The spoilers wouldn't bore me. They would upset me.
He goes to space. It's the first Italian in space. Italian-American. I said too much. Let's go to ads.
Get it out of your system. Get it out of your goddamn system.
It's out of my system.
And welcome back, everyone.
I forgot.
Do you update people with something?
What's yeah. People might speculate on something, and I just want to clear the air. I don't have herpes. It's a zit on my lip. So I know what you're thinking. See?
All I'm saying is we had this discussion like a month ago.
It came back.
And if you notice, herpes usually comes back on its own schedule, comes, you know, you have flare-ups, you know, maybe it's monthly, maybe it's...
See, here's the thing, Ryan.
Every few months.
It was a zit, and it went away, and now it's back. But it doesn't, like, I look at it, it's a zit. It's not herpes. Where would I even get herpes? Let me look at pictures of herpes.
I don't think you need to search far.
I have a zit here now, too. And here.
It's spreading.
Lip herpes.
Lip herpes? Now, the pictures are more than likely severe cases. The normal cases would appear more as
you
have.
This is a singular zit, though. This is not like a cold sore or anything. This is just a singular one singular zit. It's not.
Or a really small cold sore.
Pimples versus herpes. Never occur directly on the lip itself. It's not on the lip itself, it's on the edge.
I think we should all just get herpes and get it over with. Like, so many people have it at this point. Definitely not I'm not saying I do, or Matt does, or anybody here at the Super Megaplex does.
Do I have herpes, Ryan?
But statistically, at least one person at the Super Megaplex or two has it.
If you've ever had a cold sore, it means you have it. I have had cold sores before, so I definitely I have the virus in me. I've got the dog in me, if you know, as the kids say. And by the dog, I mean herpes. But genital herpes and herpes of the mouth are very different things.
Yes.
HPV, I believe.
Well, there's HSV 1 and 2.
Right. So have you ever had a cold sore?
Mm-hmm. No, a canker sore, like inside right here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ketchup burns. Hate it.
Ketchup burns?
Mm-hmm.
You got ketchup burns?
That ketchup burns.
Oh, I thought you said
to feel as though it is burning.
I thought you meant like you got burns in your mouth from ketchup.
I was boiling ketchup one day, like I normally do.
Wanted to taste it, see how it was doing.
To make my famous sauce, just Heinz ketchup and store brand ketchup put together. They have such distinct flavors that it combines to create one really good ketchup.
It is good, but you got to remember to blow. You know, when you take a spoon of it out.
Nothing's better. Seriously, like anyone out there, legitimately try this. This isn't a joke. It's actually fucking good. You need to go out, get like spaghetti noodles, break them apart. Like maybe like just they're hard. Don't throw them in a pot or, you know, prepare them or whatever. Break them apart and then just squirt ketchup in it. And then just eat them like they're French fries.
It is delicious.
It's fucking amazing.
I do it when we come over, when I come over to your place and we hang out.
Put some Parmesan cheese on that too.
I like it just straight.
Yeah.
Just the noodles, dip it in ketchup. Well, what I like to do is I'll take one of the raw spaghetti noodles.
Yeah.
And you know, it's firm, it's stiff. I'll dip it in ketchup and then I'll just suck the ketchup off, kind of like a fun dip, you know? Yeah. And then I'll dip it again, do it until the noodle gets a little less hard. And then that's when
you're
I like to chew
it
on
in
it.
Your mouth a little
exactly
bit.
With the ketchup and saliva. So I just kind of dip it and just, you know, keep dipping it. It's really good.
Anyways, just thought you guys might want a little tip on a nice snack while you're
great.
Gaming or whatever the fuck you're doing.
Goes great with your favorite podcast. You know, you could be sitting there right now at your desk or on your couch. This is on your TV, and you got yourself a handful of angel hair pasta, uncooked, whole bowl of ketchup. Just you can actually hold the entire cluster of angel hair, the whole box in one hand, and just dip it, and then it's covered, and you just kind of, you know?
Yeah.
It's good.
No, I believe you. Also, just, Luke, could you please take off your dancing tutorial from the YouTube version of the podcast, please? Thank you, buddy. Thank you. That would be a big help so that you're not interrupting our conversation, and plus we need to be viewed when we're talking. All right, thank you
Luke. So what's new with you, McGee?
Well, Luke got me into a game recently, and then I got Justin into it. No, not the Twister type game, the video game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's so I got Justin to download it. I think Kelly's downloaded it. Jim's now downloaded it. You could download it. It's Chivalry 2. You played Star Wars Battlefront mm-hmm. back in the day, like when you were a kid.
I was thinking about that yesterday, actually.
Think about that style of gameplay where it's just like big teams of, you know, who knows, like 32 versus 32, except it's all just knights and with
so
swords and battle axes and bows and arrows and stuff.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So it's like medieval Call of Duty.
And you chop people's heads off, pick them up, and throw the heads at people. You can, yesterday I got both of my arms chopped off, and I survived miraculously. So the good thing is that when people try to attack me, my headbutt speed is faster than any of their attack speeds. So in the middle of their swing, I just interrupt and they'd stumble back and I just go run away. And anybody who'd chase me and try to swing, I'd just turn around and go dunk and then continue to run away.
With no arms?
Yeah.
I'd like to see this in a real battle.
I lasted like 5 minutes without arms.
Just running around headbutting people?
Yeah.
And then running away?
Because that's all I could do. I couldn't even pick up bandages because I didn't have any arms. I was just running around in the bunk. It was so much fun. I wish I kind of... It's like one of those... It's just fun. It's very casual. There's not that big of a skill gap. And if someone's better than you, you don't feel like really butthurt about it. Because,
right.
You know, there's, what, 31 other people on your team.
Justin.
If you're doing bad, you're not bringing down the whole team, really, if you look at it.
Yeah, I mean, you were running around with no arms. And
I was on the objective.
Yeah.
So that's what counts.
Did you win?
I can't remember if we won that game or not. But that memory was a win for me.
That's what's more important than winning or losing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's the memories that you make with your friends playing these video games. By the way,
but you should get
going back to the Twister thing with Luke. Just give me a call next
time. It's not Twister. It's like a,
I know
it's
what
like
it
a
is.
Rendition of it that's a bit separate. Where
I know, but I would appreciate if you guys invited me to that.
Yeah.
I went once, and I don't know if I did something wrong to piss you guys off, but I haven't gotten a call again. I see you've been doing it more.
It's just weird because in this style, I've never heard of it before, but it's a form of Twister where you have to make the same move at the same time. So, like, if I put my hand on yellow, then he has to then get behind me and put his hand on mm-hmm. yellow. I don't know. It just seems like, shouldn't we both be in different positions? He said that's the fun of it.
That is the fun of it.
It's different every time, and you're in it, and you're closer with your friends. But,
and you know,
I don't know.
I mean, you're forgetting the most important rule. You're supposed to embrace your humanity. You're not supposed to wear clothes.
No, I was trying to leave that part out because I didn't want to.
Oh, I'm assuming Luke's not keeping this in.
Yeah,
I would just prefer. Luke, I'm talking directly to you now. If you could just, you know, you don't have to invite me to everything. I'm just asking, you know, I do enjoy this. So,
yeah. And I love
if I
it.
Did something wrong, I just let me know.
And I love it when you come to play like board games and stuff whenever we meet up and do that, you know, those types of games. Or like when,
yeah.
when we play video games on the rare occasion, I love it every time. I just, I think that this type of game is just an activity that you don't have to invite me. Don't it's not something.
Well,
not,
you're getting invited and I'm not. That's the
no. I'm saying I'm more say like you don't. I don't particularly want to be invited. So you could take my place if you want,
Luke. You heard it from, you know, straight
I'd rather
from the
source. Stick to the video games and the physical like card, not the physical games, the card games. Like
Luke
the
has a couple
card
physical
games.
Card games too. Yeah. You know. Remember that one? We went over to his apartment. We played that one physical card game.
The one where every time you draw a card higher than a three, you have to give Luke a hand job.
Mm-hmm. The completion, too.
Yeah.
I think what impressed me the most was his ability to keep popping off rounds.
We went through the whole deck. I swear to God, we didn't even land on a single two.
He might have just taken him out.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's known to do that kind of thing. I'm not mad at him for it. Like I said, I'm just impressed that he had that many in the chamber. But
it's his game. He came up with the fucking rules. So...
You guys want to come over and play a card game? All right, if you pull higher than three, you have to give me a hand job. All the way to completion, he busts. All right, again.
Oh. How long do you think, you know, if how long do you think it would take for you to jerk Luke off to completion? Put his libido.
I don't.
In combination with your, like, stamina and like, arm strength.
I don't have high stamina, and I don't think he has a high libido. So this is going to be a drawn out endeavor.
You have to give.
I'm
going to
have to take some
to
breaks.
Completion, or the whole world blows up. How about that?
I mean, yeah, I'd do it.
No, of course you'd do it, but like, do you think that would quicken the pace?
No, I think that I don't think Luke would be able to come. Bring himself to completion with the pressure of the entire world ending. You know.
What if you yourself had to make yourself come in 30 seconds to save the planet? Do you think you'd be able to squeeze one out? You could put yourself in that mindset?
The problem is, it's just like, that's so much pressure.
Well, it also puts in, you know, it comes with the problem is there is a way out of it, but are you confident in your fake orgasm enough to have it let slip by the guy who has the gun, who's holding the world hostage?
How would you fake an orgasm?
Hmm?
How would I fake an orgasm? There'd have to be emissions to prove it.
You could be like, you could be jerking off, and then you, like, slow, like, tilt away. It's like, and then you're like, it's all in my hands. And then you're like, I'm going to go throw this away. You got it.
I'm going to go throw my semen away.
Yeah, you got it all.
Hold on.
You got it all cupped in your hands.
Thank God I saved the world. And then, yeah, I don't think I would, I don't know. I don't think I would be able to do that. I don't know if I'd be able to bust it out like that. It takes me about, on average, about 9 minutes just to get an erection. So, kind of starting with a disadvantage.
And that's
there.
With me on FaceTime helping you.
Yeah, and your words of encouragement are very helpful. But if I have 30 seconds, I don't... It's night-night for everybody is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You think you could do it?
No.
Couldn't twist that shrimp fast enough?
No. The pressure would make me just not have an erection.
Mm-hmm. Could take some blue chews. But you have to know in advance.
Sorry, for those who aren't aware, an erection is when a penis becomes stiff and filled with blood.
Right.
Or filled with blood, thus stiff.
Yeah. It's like filling up a water balloon.
Mm-mm.
You know?
And why, and you might be wondering, why does blood rush to this place? Scientists still don't know.
Nope.
So, I don't know.
They still don't understand why.
Imagine
they don't understand.
This big-ass mystery. It's like, they're still looking into it, and once some scientific journal is released, we'll get back to you on that, but yeah.
There was a large chunk of humanity where they just were like, oh, I guess that just happens, and they couldn't explain why.
Well, they knew what to do with it.
Yeah, they... Animals know what to do with it.
Do you think there was ever a trial and error phase when it came to procreation in terms of external genitalia? Because
I'm sure
in the beginning we were ace. We
were aces. We were ace.
Is it when you produce you're only asexual or mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, we were just organisms that split in half. It's like, oh, there's another one of me now. And then somewhere along the way, we got penises and stuff like that. So,
and it's like, what is this? Is it useless? No, we got to use it. So how do we make it useful? Oh, it can go in these vaginas.
How did, because like, it just didn't happen overnight. There had to have been like a slow evolution.
It does. Like early man goes to bed, wakes up with like a penis. Oh! Like,
yeah, I, that is interesting. Like, what was the first... Now I'm freaking out, dude.
Like, what's the first penis?
Let me look
on
up,
a creature.
Let me look up the first penis in history.
I'm glad we're getting to the bottom of this.
We're getting to the meat and potatoes, if you get what I'm saying. Science.org. Mystery solved. Where the penis comes from.
I'm listening.
Okay. It's not a question a lot of scientists ponder out loud, but it's key to much of life on Earth. Exactly how does the penis form? Well, I don't care about how it's formed. I'm just wondering, where did it come from? Cloaca? I don't want to know about the cloaca. That's disgusting.
Ross told us all about the cloaca.
Apparently, he has a fetish for that kind of thing.
Apparently, you can't tell the difference, he says. But I wouldn't know. I haven't tested it out.
Well, here's an article, a paper cited by 46 from 1995 by T. Miller called A Short History of the Penis. So, what do you, like, at, like, a Harvard dinner, they're talking about, like, their peer-reviewed papers they've written. It's like, yeah, you know, I just did one on theoretical physics, you know, with black holes. It's like, oh, I just did one on a history of the penis.
Yeah.
A short history of the penis.
Short history? I mean, the penis is...
It's 26 pages. That doesn't sound like a very short history to me.
That's longer than any chapter of our book.
I don't know about that. Is it?
We don't have a 26.
We might have
chapter.
One that's about 25. Yeah, I don't really care about this research page on penises.
Already bored. I'm already bored. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I want to talk about
what? What now? What fresh hell are you going to introduce? What? You want to talk more about penises?
No.
Pussy?
I don't want to talk about penises more. I definitely don't.
You know, one of the main characters on Sopranos is named Pussy.
Does he have a penis?
He does have a penis. He's a penis owner. He's a penis haver. His name is Pussy.
That is some good shit.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Man, it's always a slam dunk when I see Ryan and Matt. Love you guys.
And
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.